The Chasam Sofer asks two very strong and poignant questions. Number one, he asks, why was Avraham permitted to place his life in mortal danger by destroying all the idols in Ur Kasdim? And in fact, he almost did die. He was thrown into the furnace, according to the Medrash. Why was he permitted to do this? And number two, when Avram came to Canaan, why didn't he do the same? There's no indication that he came to Canaan and destroyed all the idols. And in fact, quite the opposite. Avram became close confidants with idolaters. Anor, Eshkol, and Mamre, Bale, Bris, Avraham. They're buddies. What changed? Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. As people of faith, it is our responsibility to publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'dei Lefarsim Metzias Hashem Yisbarach. That's our job. That's our job. That's our goal. To make believers of those surrounding us. If there is an audience that's open and receptive to our message, or at a minimum that we're at least just given the space to discuss it publicly, then that is our job. That is what we must do. Acts of violence or big spectacles are prohibited. We have no obligation, nor are we allowed to put our lives in danger to publicize the name of God when we can win people over with our words and win them over with our presence. We're not allowed to put our lives in danger when there are people who are ready and prepared to listen to our message about God. In Ur Kasdim, says the Chasam Sofer, no one cared. No one listened to Avram. They weren't interested in hearing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram was alone. He was isolated. There was no one interested in hearing about God. So Avram had no choice. The only way to give himself a chance at publicizing God was by putting his life in danger and destroying all of the idols in this last ditch effort to make them believers. It didn't work, and he was almost killed as a result. But it was something that he had to do. Because, says the Chasam Sofer, powerful words, Kima lo im hames yimisu chas v'shalom. What difference would it have made to him if chas v'shalom he was killed? Kivan shalo hayelo imi lilmod. Because there was no one in Ur for him to study with, for him to teach. If there was no one to influence, if there was no one to help, says the Chasam Sofer, you're as good as dead. V'ze klal gadol ba'avodas Hashem. O chavrusa o misusa. Either we learn, we have partners, or we're as good as dead. In Ur Kasdim, Avram felt isolated. He was as good as dead. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech lecha, and Rashi says, Lech lecha lehanazcha uletovascha. It's for your benefit. What benefit? Because now when you leave Ur, you no longer need to put your life in danger to spread the word of God, to talk about God, to prove and publicize God's existence. Now you can speak about it. Now you have an audience. At least you have the space and the potential to make a difference. Living in an Ur Kasdim, in the proverbial Ur Kasdim, is the worst feeling a person can experience. all alone, no one to relate to, no one to connect to. You're on an island by yourself. Our job, when we're in a place like an orc costume, is to do whatever we can to light up the world, to bring some light into that darkened world in order to publicize Metzias Hashem Yisbarach. But how much better it would be for all of us if we can leave Ur Kastim and go to a place where we have a Chavrusa, where we have Immi Lilmod. The last thing we want is to have the attitude of Kimalo imamesi misu chas v'shalom. What difference does it make if chas v'shalom we're going to die because we have no one to learn with? If we're placed in a situation where we can make a difference and we have an audience that's open to our words and willing to grow together with us, lech lecha. That's where you go. Have a great day.